Good afternoon. The research on quantifying nitric oxide emission under rice wheat cropping system was supported by USAID, and it was conducted at the headquarters of IFDC in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. The contributors to this presentation are Wendy Bible, A.M. Gairi, Joaquin Sanabria, Enrique Austin, and I'm Upendra Singh. In terms of role of nitric oxide is an environmental pollutant, a particulate matter with a respiratory and health hazard. It undergoes photochemical reaction. It undergoes photochemical reaction, producing ozone in the troposphere. In terms of measurements, there's been a large range of values recorded for nitric oxide emissions, from several couple of kgs per hectare to just a few grams per hectare. In terms of its production, nitric oxide is an intermediate product of microbial nitrification and denitrification in soils. It's very similar in terms of the mechanism of production to nitrous oxide. Our objective was to quantify the effect of nitrogen fertilizer and water management on nitric oxide and nitrous oxide emission, although in this presentation I'll be focusing more on the nitric oxide from flooded rice to wheat. So here we'll be alternating from an aerobic condition under rice to aerobic conditions with wheat. The soil that we used for this experiment was Crowley silt loam. This is a typical paddy or flooded rice soil from Louisiana. Some of its properties are given here. In terms of the rice crop, rice variety Pusa was transplanted using 25-day-old seedlings. And the treatments included, there were four treatments. First three treatments had nitrogen rate of 105 kilograms nitrogen per hectare. The fourth treatment had no nitrogen application control. And the treatments all the treatments actually were flooded with the exception of treatment two, which had the alternate wetting and drying cycle. So the rice crop was not flooded all the time. In terms of nitrogen application, urea briquette was deplaced in treatments one and two, and urea broadcast was split applied in treatment three. After the harvest of rice, wheat crop was grown in the same plots, wheat variety Pioneer. The nitrogen treatments were similar, so we had our four treatments. The water management was same in all these treatments. Now they were kept at basically at about 70 to 80% of field capacity. In terms of sampling, each of the four treatments were sampled six times during an hour, so every 3 hours the cycle was repeated. Overall, there was more than 3,000 emission rates calculated from each chamber. The emission rates were expressed in terms of micrograms per meter squared per hour, and then the seasonal reserves were expressed in terms of grams per hectare. This is the setup with the rice crop, flooded rice, three replications with four, with total of 12 plots. And this is the wheat experiment at different stages of growth, from planting time to early vegetative, maximum vegetative growth and entheses. In terms of results, with respect to agronomic results, I'm going to draw your attention just to the nitrogen recovery. you look at the recoveries from rice, overall the nitrogen recovery in the rice cropping was much higher than in wheat. And within the rice cropping, you'll see that the displacement treatment, the urea displacement, both with continuous flooding or with alternate wetting and drying, had much higher, significantly higher, at least the continuously flooded had significantly higher recovery than the broadcast. Likewise, we see a similar effect with wheat, where the deep place treatments had higher efficiency than the broadcast application of urea. As I said, I would focus more on the nitric oxide, but I'll show you a quick summary of the differences with respect to nitrous oxide. Overall, the emissions were much higher. So this graph here shows the difference between emissions from wheat versus rice, and overall the emissions from control, broadcast urea, and in the treatments that had received displacement of urea under fully flooded conditions. In all those treatments, the emissions were much higher with a wheat crop than with rice. The only difference was the treatment, the plot that had received a displacement of urea with alternate wetting and drying in rice versus displacement of urea with wheat. Here there was no difference in emissions, and that's because the rice crop had much higher emissions, so or the rice treatment with the alternate wetting and drying had much higher N2O emission, and so there were no differences between the rice and the wheat crop. Overall, as you can see, the emissions range from about 14 to 79 grams nitrogen per hectare for rice, compared to 25 to about 129 grams of nitrogen per hectare. These are all low, but still there's a large difference between emissions that you get under flooded conditions, which is much lower than under upland conditions. Looking at the main focus of this presentation, the nitric oxide emissions, you see that the nitric oxide emission with rice was sporadic. It coincided with fertilizer applications. So you can see the peaks coinciding with fertilizer application or with the alternate and wetting and drying. So if you look at the drying period, during the drying, alternate wetting and drying, you see peaks of nitric oxide emission, none when the field gets flooded again, and then during the drying period here, we still see some, although at this stage, the soil nitrogen level is somewhat low, relatively lower, so you don't see as much nitric oxide emission as you do during the early part of the experiment when there was much higher nitrogen in the soil due to fertilizer application and so forth. When we look at wheat, one of the things that stands out that the peaks are much broader, so it's not as sporadic event-related as it was with rice. The emissions were happening during the period, when you look at, this is between this late November and January, when the wheat crop was growing very slowly, the growth phase was very low. So during that period, we see much more, much greater NO emissions taking place from all the treatments. In terms of summarizing the analysis, in terms of the seasonal, what happened during the entire season for both the rice and wheat cropping, the analysis of variance shows that there was significant effect of the treatments, nitrogen and water management. The crop also had a significant effect, and to some extent the crop and treatment interaction also had some role. When we compare the nitric oxide emission for wheat versus rice, again we see that generally the emissions were much higher from the wheat crop, and it was significantly higher for all the treatments from wheat crop than from rice in terms of nitric oxide emission, and you can see the mean results basically showing you a very low nitric oxide emission from rice compared to wheat, almost a factor of 200 times higher with wheat. So within the rice treatment, when the nitric oxide emission was significantly higher when you compare the alternate wetting and drying cycle, so there was much more nitric oxide emission with the water management that went from being wet to dry. So there was significant difference, and to some extent, not quite, but still the emissions were higher when the displacement for two treatments, alternate wetting and drying versus flooded, was compared. Within the wheat nitric oxide emissions, you will notice that the only differences were observed with respect to the control. So all our nitrogen treatments, whether it was broadcast, deplaced, or deplaced, you'd see that they had significantly higher emission. Within the nitrogen treatments, there were no differences. In terms of trying to explain some of the results, if you look at the soil samples that were collected at the end of the experiment, first of all, you'll notice that your controls have significantly lower ammonium and nitrate levels. The nitrate levels were much higher in the alternate wetting and drying plots and the broadcast plots than in the other treatments. In summary, you can see that the emission factor for nitric oxide emission was negligible under the flooded rice system compared to wheat. It was less than 0.003% in rice, and on average about 0.5% for wheat, and with a mean of 2.5 grams nitrogen per hectare emission over nitric oxide emission over control, with wheat versus almost 600 grams nitric oxide emission per hectare with wheat. In terms of future direction or outcome, this greenhouse research led to a field project in Bangladesh. We have realizing the importance of soil effect on nitrification and denitrification and N2O and NO emission. We are looking at improved sensors for measurement of water content, and a more holistic approach is being taken to manage nitrogen and water to maximize profit, reduce water and nitrogen use efficiency, or improve water and nitrogen use efficiency and reduce emissions. And some of these results will be incorporated into crop simulation models at future.
Maybe one question for Dr. Singh.